wise vote.
Okay, to make a quick recap what we learnt on last week, we did about Haggosah, stirring, just one or two more chidushim in there. So we said that's poshut, if the food's not cooked and a person interferes with the pot, he stirs it or he does anything to it while it's cooking, putting the lid on, so if someone takes the lid off, puts the lid back on again, that's a serious problem. Because you're improving, you're quickening the pace of the cooking, and therefore if the food is not fully cooked, it's a very, very severe problem. Therefore one should not interfere. First of all, it's a safety net. One should always make sure that food is fully cooked before Shabbos comes in. If one didn't, one's going to be very careful not to interfere with it whatsoever. What about when the food is fully cooked, we said? So the chayav, when the food is fully cooked, then there should be no problem anymore of stirring it. Because ein bishlach habishlo, food's cooked, there's no problem. You could even take it off the flame, hold it in your hand, you've got a blech there, you can put it back. So the chayav, it shouldn't be a problem to stir it. Even so, we said the kolboy, he says that there's a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah is choshish for the shitta. Looks like we're choshish for the shitta. And therefore, bottom line is that when a pot is on the fire, one shouldn't stir it. And one shouldn't even ladle out from it. I mean, ladling out is a very small action, really. You're just putting the ladle in, you're taking out. It's a very small action. Even so, you shouldn't do that. I looked today, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I haven't got Shmuel Shabbos here, Rosh Shlomo Zalman actually says that who are doing putting a lid back on? It's a remarkable thing, actually. I mean, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it says it's Tov Lahachmeh, that in such a case, the food is fully cooked, it's on the flame, so you lift the lid up, see what's going on. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, if we're choshish for this chumrah, who are then one shouldn't put the lid back on again. It's like stirring, equivalent to stirring a bit up in the ladle in. So maybe a chiddush. Others poskim a choilik. Sorry?
When it's on the flame.
On the flame. We're talking about it's on the flame. And others are choilik. Others say the lid is such an insignificant thing. Many poskim are makel there with a lid, putting a lid back on and off. So
while it's on the flame.
While it's on the flame, yeah?
Liquid, I think you said last week, is not a problem.
I'm just making a recap. So the Maaseh, we said that was, yes, that's a shayla with a lid. My pastor's many pots can take on that, a lid, putting on and off, even when it's on the flame, if the food is fully cooked, is not a problem. We said though, there's no problem when the food is off the flame. If that means you've got a fully cooked food, you take it off, then you can stir it and do what you want while it's off. That's not a problem. We said that we gave a bit of a hezbo why, the Maaseh, the poskim tried to give a bit of a hezbo why this cold boy was machmir, was stirring when it's on the flame. Hey, once it's fully cooked, should be no problem. So, Shlomo Zalman, it's two spots. Either it's mechtik mavashal, so the onlooker it looks like it's mavashal, or he says that to the onlooker, Hagos, or to the person himself, Hagos doesn't look like a serious offence. And therefore, they had to step in and make it more problematic. The person should be aware that Hagos is a big problem.
Many people do it.
What? So 1 minute. So what we said last week, let me just recap what we said last week. We said sometimes there's a problem that a person is stuck with a problem. Problem number one is, let's say if someone's got a big chont pot on a flame and he's got no blech on. He hasn't got a blech. For whatever reason, it was fully cooked before Shabbos, doesn't need a blech. The problem is if he takes it off, he can't put it back on again. So some poskim, Rav Vosna and others, are lenient in that case to ladle it out, even though it's on the flame, in such a case.
Now, Mishnah is better. Think of Hashem. Mishnah
is better to
take it out than take it off.
He's healing
the whole of
the
Hashem.
I don't know what he's talking about. What's he talking about?
See, that's why I ask. He says it's better to take it off. He can't take the
child out. Without a blech? You haven't got a blech? How can you take it off? Can't put it back on again. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what we're saying. We're saying in that case there, where a person's got a chonon on the fire, no blech, and he wants to serve it, and he takes it off, he can't put it back on again, then we allow a person to scoop it out while it's on the flame.
It's okay to do it then.
Okay, I'm saying we don't. We're not choshing this chumrah. What it means really is a chumrah one should take on. But if one's stuck in a place, then one can avoid this chumrah. That's all. It's a very simple thing. If you avoid a chumrah, it's a chumrah. If one can do it, one should.
Like this massive part.
Yeah.
Sure,
to lift it yourself. Yeah, that's also same thing. According to that, be the same heter. Could be the same heter in that case. Yeah. I must say, Rav Moshe is not so happy with this. Same thing. Could be the same thing. One other thing I want to say, two things. What you said. First of all, on clear soup, on clear water, this problem doesn't exist. It's only when you've got bits of vegetables or other foods cooking that's when there's a problem with this cold boy. Because it's choshish, maybe it's not cooked properly, but in liquid there's no problem. And also in the dover gush, for example, a kegel, for example, something which is a solid mass as it is, there's no problem scooping out as it is. That's not a problem either. Yeah? So like a kegel you could really do when it's on the flame. Okay, that was more or less, I think, what we said last week, Lagabe Hagosa. Okay, let's move on a bit now. Now, I must tell you, I've been trying very, very hard this week and last week, actually. I'm waiting for... Sorry? I've been waiting for a list of companies to phone me back. First of all, Lyft was the first one I started very early with them to find out about the lemon that they put in. Someone was more early than me once, but I don't think it's right. He said to me, the lemon they put in after it's been cooked and evaporated. As far as I know, it's not true. As far as I know, I did check out once with them, Lyft, and it's not true. But I'm waiting for a response from them. I spoke to them on Monday. Until you get a response, it's very, very difficult. You know, I have to email the head office and this office, that. What? You can't? What do you mean? Can't get a lift? Really? What time is it? Oh, maybe that's why not getting back to me. They said to me they'll get back to me. I haven't heard anything from them. Mamish, I phoned them on Thursday again, and they said the vial they've got nothing, a response. They haven't heard from head office. They can't get back to me. So in a Kadesh Lishi, all right, because the lemon itself, I think it's supposed to say, when you make a cup of tea, to put a slice of lemon in a Kadesh Lishi is okay. Because it's not cut out, Bishop Yosef. So in a lift in a Kadesh Lishi is not worse than that, and that would be all right to do in the Kadesh Lishi at least, yeah? Say it could even be more than a Kadesh Lishi. Okay. Again, now, tonight, what we're speaking about, and by the way, if anyone saw me in one of these grocery shops last week, picking up one of the pot noodles there, and having a good look at it, and taking the phone number down, please, you should be Don Midikaskos. No, tonight it's pot noodles. Pot noodles tonight. Oh, it's an analogy. Okay, that should be an analogy. So I just want to tell you, if anyone sees people looking, it looks very strange, I must say. I did feel very odd in it, as I must say, very, very strange. But I wanted to get the phone number of a pot noodle company to see if I could find out what they do. Again, I didn't have much luck with them. It's actually a big company. It's Lever company. I didn't know. They're busy with them. And also, they're supposed to be getting back to me. Again, pastas, what happens with a pot noodles? And I'm trying to get hold of the kosher one as well. Also, pastas, what happens with a pot noodles is it's cooked fully, everything inside there. And then it's dehydrated. Pastas, dehydration is nothing, it's still cooked. You can't, pastas, when Chazal say ein bishel acha bishel, that a food which has been cooked once before could not be recooked, there's no issa min atzeret cooking again on Shabbos, that would apply even to pot noodles. Even though it's been dehydrated. Dehydration is a form of, in inverted commas, undoing what's been done. But, in the terms of Chazal, you can't undo a bishel. So,
if it was raw, it wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, so the chayra also is right. The chayra, you can see that the cooking's not being completely undone, because raya, you put these pot noodles in hot water and you leave it for a bit, it's edible. If you take normal food, normal noodle or whatever it is, which hasn't been cooked, and you put it in boiling hot water, you leave it soaking there for a bit of time, it won't do anything.
It's fully cooked. It's fully cooked.
No, no. It's a big Kiddush that. It's a very big Kiddush. Pastas, I must tell you the truth. Many years ago, just deviate for a minute, someone told me, this is a separate issue completely, it's about Bishul Akum. Someone told me that, you know, people are makel, some people have pasta and things like that without Heksha. Someone told me lasagna is problematic. Even if you hold that you can have pasta without Heksha, lasagna is more problematic. I said to Akhasi, what should be the difference between lasagna and pasta? So he said to me, the Rav said, lasagna. So it's, he said to me, the difference is that lasagna is cooked and then it's completely dehydrated. So I was waiting, so I actually phoned up the company about this, and saying to the Tesco, I hope you're trying to put the phone number out, and they took a Thomas, took a true. So what's the shaila? So now the shaila was, the bishul akum, is where they dehydrate it, have they undone the bishul? Very interesting question, actually. So here's a machlokas, actually. There's a machlokas. Some poskim are actually machmir. They say that when you dehydrate an item, the guy bishul akum, without it being dehydrated, it's not been done again. It's been undone. And therefore...
Isn't your
bishul akum? No, so one of them said, that's not, what should be a problem? But now you're cooking it, why should be a problem? Yes, I mean, you can't rectify it. You can't rectify it, because it was once fully cooked, you can't undo it. Others say it does help. Others say it doesn't. That was a question. Here, most poskim seem to take on, there's not a problem with this food item, with pot noodles, and therefore pot noodles, and in fact, everyone I saw speak about this, whoever spoke to it, say pot noodles is not a problem. And therefore, to cook, to make pot noodles on Shabbos is not problematic. And people look at me, it looks very funny. Who makes pot noodles on Shabbos? The thing is, I must tell you, what?
It's
sealed
to somebody.
Someone told me a while ago that they live by themselves, for example. They want to have a soup on Friday night. Now, it's very difficult to make a soup. What they do is they buy pot noodles. They want to know, can you pour boiling hot water into pot noodles? So pastures... Pastures, everything is cooked. I spoke to the Nestle company. They told me, I mean, a woman on her phone there, I don't know where she knows what she's talking about. Actually, it was a man. Still don't know if he knows what she's talking about. But whatever it was, he said to me that the pastures is, he didn't say pastures, he said to me that the really probably everything is cooked and it's dehydrated. But he wasn't 100% sure. Pastures is like that. It's unlikely they're giving anything which has not been cooked. It's unlikely. Even the spices, huh? I'm not sure. It's not been cooked at all. So how can it cook so quickly?
Spices.
Yeah, even the spices.
Anyway, it's separate sashi.
Yeah, but he's worried about maybe it's kale based. I don't think so. Well, let's go. That's what I want to speak about now. So I'm asking, is there a problem with pot noodles? To the chayra, there should not be a problem. But one thing when I was doing earlier, we spoke about this a few times. I want to speak about this a bit more about rikas now. And that is a solid food which is going to be coming to a liquid. The model sugar. So we know that ein bishl acha bishl with a double yorish, a solid food item. Someone's got a potato he cooked before Shabbos. He can put that into boiling hot liquid. It's cold, it's in the fridge. On Shabbos, he can put that boiling hot potato, he can put that freezing cold potato into boiling hot soup. Gets cooked up nice and hot, no problem. Ein bishl acha bishl with a double yorish. A double lach, a cold liquid that was once cooked and has cooled down, you can't put into kaderishin. What is a sugar cube? Someone's got a sugar cube. With pastas, all our sugar cubes have been cooked beforehand. Can you put a sugar cube into a boiling hot water kaderishin or salt? Someone's got salt. Can you put your soup? Can you put salt into your kaderishin? No, you wouldn't stop. A kaderishin still remains a kaderishin. Yeah, a kaderishin doesn't change. Can you put?
This one of the tiny is making it into liquid.
Liquid is not a problem. Moid is not a problem because it's not nikka. It gets dissolved. You can't recognize anymore. The shayla is bishul. Is it cool? What's the shayla? The shayla is the sugar? Yeah, it's cooked. Pasta is cooked. Pasta, most of our sugar and salt is cooked. The question over here is, when it dissolves, it comes into liquid. It mixes into a liquid. Do you look at that item as a liquid, a dover lach, and that you can't put in a kedirishin? A dover lach that was cooked and has cooled down, you can put in a kedirishini. You can't put in a kedirishini. Oh, but it goes in as a solid. Do you look at when you put it in, which is a solid, or do you look at the end result? That's the question. So salt, sugar, all these things you put into a kaderishin, is that allowed or is that problematic? Because it's going to dissolve and become a liquid. Is that a problem? Who are these spices, a lot of the things you're putting on in here, it's going to be dissolved. Can you put it into a kaderishin, or does it have to be not put in a kaderishin, put in a kaderishin? So this is a bit of a problem. In Mishnah Berurah, and Sivka, I can't go through all the Maram Akkadim here, in Shein of Chesiv Kotten Kuf, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be maker. He seems to say that he's talking about a piece of meat which has got shuman on it, grease, a bit of fat, and as you warm it up, you're putting it near a place where it's going to warm up, it's going to melt the grease, the shuman, it's become a liquid. He says it's mutter, because when you start off, it starts off as a solid, no problem. The problem is, in Sipkon Ayin Aleph, I think it is, the Mishnah Berurah there speaks about sugar and salt, actually. Let's read out what it says. Shein Yud Ches, Sipkon Ayin Aleph. Ayin Aleph, here we are. He brings the chayim b'tzuka mutzah ma'aitan et mekederishin. Really, once it's been cooked, you can put it in the kederishin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, la'achash v'yirim and eish. V'yeshim ha'fakfukim is there. However, not everyone is happy with this. He brings the shari tshuva, yeah? It was brought in the shari tshuva. It's not clear what the pickbook is. Some poskim take on that it depends if the solid is going into a liquid, then we look at it as a liquid. That means if you put sugar into boiling hot water, that's a problem in a kaderishin. Or you got your soup, your boiling hot soup, and you want to pour kaderishin, you want to pour salt into that kaderishin, some poskim hold, that's a problem. Since it's going into a liquid, it is going to become a liquid, that is a problem. If you got pieces of meat which you want to salt, it's a solid, and you want to put liquid onto that, that lechor is much better, and they say that could be, that's when the mishnah was matter it. So some make a distinction between if it starts off, it's going into a solid, or it's going into a liquid. The pot noodles. Why? Not the one with my friend.
Is a chumra to start off it.
Yeah.
And now you can come with a second chumra on top of that.
But we're not talking about Dovah Goshen, we're talking about the Kalirishan. It's still, it hasn't moved from one place to the other. That's one Chumra. That's true. That's what a Chumra. Let's say,
but on top of that,
what's the other one? What, it's not. What's the other Chumra? It's not.
If you change something,
oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. It looks like the Mishnah Berurah has got a pick book about it. It's not sure. Whatever it is, if you, the pot noodles not normally is a problem. That means if you take, if you put the pot noodles under your urn and you do Iru Kalirishan, that could be problematic. That might be the same as a Kalirishan, that could be problematic. But most time what you can do is if you fill up a cup of water from an urn and you pour that onto your pot noodles, you're covered in all cases. In fact, even more than that, you could have a boiling hot, you can go to your urn, fill it out with a cup of water and pour your pot noodles into that, Kalirishan. So you've got two options to cover yourself in all accounts when you're making this. Strictly speaking, could well be you could really go to your urn and turn the tap on and pour it straight onto your pot noodles. The only thing you have to question is that since it's going to become a liquid, a lot of it's going to become a liquid, and the spices, a lot of spices are going to dissolve into the liquid, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down, yes, in such a case, since it's going to change into a liquid, therefore, we're choshish, that's a dovalach, and you should put it in a kelly sheni only. So either you can do iru kedisheni, that means fill up a cup of water from the urn, and then pour that onto your pot noodles. So you're all going to tell me the pot noodles don't taste the same. True? I must say, I asked someone this week to try out for me. I saw someone who was going to have pot noodles. I said to him, do you mind to try out for me to try iru kedisheni on your pot noodles? And see what it tastes like. Anyway, he told me it was fine. It was no problem. It was fine. He said it was fine. It doesn't make a difference. It's so hot. It doesn't make, what? It doesn't make a difference. So Lamaisa, to cover yourself in that way, if you do Iru Kedisheni, or even in a Kedisheni itself, so Kedisheni itself is not so practical because the pot noodles are all in the pot itself. So normally the easiest way to do it is to pour water on it. So Iru Kedisheni means to go to the urn itself and turn the tap on and pour the water directly onto it. So you can't say it's also because there's a Mishnah Berurah Pashtus is really makel. The Mishnah Berurah is Yeshua Fakbekin. It looks like he's a bit noiter that one should try and avoid this. This Hezbah, that a solid which is going into a liquid, it's going to be eventually a liquid, we should treat it as a liquid already now. So here, it's going to be mixed with a liquid, so you can treat it as a liquid, you should put it into a Kali Sheni. A Kali Sheni, either you can put, how can you do it in a Kali Sheni? Either you take water from the urn, in a Kali Sheni, and then you pour all the pot noodles in that, it's not very practical. Or you can do Iri Kali Sheni, you can fill up a cup from the urn, Kali Sheni, and pour that water directly onto your pot noodles. And then, afterwards, you can add your spices or whatever you want to add there. You've got no chur, there's no problem whatsoever there. It's already, now it's already a keli, even if you've done iri keli sheni, it's a keli sheni, iri keli sheni. Yeah, it's a keli shishi, really. That's going to be a keli shishi. You've got mamish, no problem, you don't have to worry about the spices. Even if you're chur, the spices are not going to cook, the chur, you haven't got a problem. Who are doing these soup things you get? I used to be, I haven't seen them around, I didn't look actually now. Does anyone know if you get these soup blocks? Can you get soup blocks?
Instant soup,
where it comes as a liquid?
Powder.
Oh, that's the same style of the chori here, yeah?
Powder,
what? Blocks of powder, yeah, it comes as a liquid. So the chori is the same thing. To make those on Shabbos, you can put it into Kedi Sheni, or we do Iri Kedi Sheni on it. Either one of them is good. Okay, there you can make Kedi Sheni. You've got a cup with water, boiling hot water. You drop the block into that cup. It changes, it comes into what you call it, no problem, moiled. And that way you can have a nice hot soup on Shabbos in a Hasidic way. Okay? Those are the ways you can do it. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll stop. Yeah. Bye.